No, I haven't, to be honest. I mean, today's probably the first day we've had everybody fully back from international week. You know, we've had 12 players away on international duty. So because of that, you know, we've not had the big build-up to this game. You know, that's starting now. But like I said before, you know, there's a big build-up to the Swansea game. You know, obviously, with the passing of Sir Doug as well, there's been big build-ups to every game that we play because we're one of the bigger clubs in this league.
You mentioned there's always expectation at a club like Aston Villa. Every manager's told us that. Is there extra expectation, though, in a derby game?
No, not for me. I have no more expectation on myself than I did when I was Brentford manager. You know, people will talk all the time about, you know, resources and sizes of clubs, but we were one of the smallest clubs in the league when I was at Brentford, and I still expected to go and win games when we played. And you know, I'm now come to one of the biggest clubs in the league, who, and my expectancy is the same, to go and win games. And as I said, just because it's a derby against Birmingham or Bolton, for me it doesn't matter, and that's the mindset that we have to have if we want to be consistent in this league.
Do you enjoy derby games? What's your experience? Do you enjoy them? Can they be enjoyed?
Yeah, they can be enjoyed, you know, but only if you go and perform. And every player, it's always about performance, you know, going out, performing for yourself first and your teammates and your families, and, you know, trying to make them proud. And, you know, we've got some really genuine, hard-working lads at this football club, and they'll certainly go out and perform on Sunday.
You've mentioned a few times today emotional control, something that's absolutely vital in derby games.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've seen games before where they have got out of control and people lose their heads, you know. For me, that's not the way you play football. You have to be relaxed when you go out, so you have to have a clear head. And that's why you won't see me, you know, ranting and raving on the sideline. If I'm doing that, I can't expect the players to keep that emotional control on the pitch as well.
How easy is that to say rather than do, if that makes sense?
I think you learn that through experience. You know, I think 3 or 4 months into my first job at Warsaw, I remember going in the dressing room and having to go at the players after the game and thinking, I've got to go and talk to the press now. You know, I had a bit of an headache after that, so I thought, I'm not doing that anymore. And it's something that you have to learn and have to be disciplined yourself in doing. You know, last week I was away with the LMA doing a talk on, you know, managing up, managing the media, managing backroom teams and all kinds of stuff with Sam Allardyce, Brendan Rodgers, Alan Pardew, and, you know, sharing experiences with them sorts of people can only help your education as well as a manager, head coach and a leader of the football club.
A lot of pressure on players for tickets for derby games as well. Do you have a sort of a cut-off point where you say, look, there's no more talk, we've got to focus on the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this game's been sold out, hasn't it, for a week or so, I think. So the players will have most of their tickets already sorted out, so there'll be no bother about that. I mean, the only thing that changes is, you know, early kickoffs now, you know, because there has been trouble at this game before. And hopefully both sets of supporters will see it for the sporting rivalry that is and come and support their teams and get behind them, and the best team wins.
Give us a little insight into the dressing room. We're in the dressing room. It's, I don't know, 11:30, 11:45. What's the sort of last thing you'll be saying to them?
It'd just be the final message, as it will be before every game. You know, concentration going to be massive. You know, but go and play your game. You're a good team. That's why you're good players. You're at this football club because you're good players. Go out and play and enjoy it.